Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family, and welcome to the H2O Network. I hope everyone's having a wonderful morning. It's awesome to be back on the air. But what better time than to come back on the air and talk about all of these planets in retrograde and the craziness. But before we get started on that, I just want to thank James Decibel Ranch, who did the new H2O Network music, and my girl, my co-creations, love, love, love. I'm going to make sure that I put his media copy in the marquee so you can check him out, and check him out on Facebook. He's a wonderful artist, and y'all know about my co-creations because I talk about her all the time, and she's been on the H2O Network to talk about her organic goodness and food and crafts. I love those people. So I just want to give a shout out and thank you for our intro. Welcome, family. It's been a crazy ride. Let's just get down to business. Now, what I've decided to do, because this is a lot of information, and I don't want to overwhelm people. People have been asking me to come back on air and to talk about the planets going in retrograde. And let me tell you, it's a plethora. And in this hour, I'm going to do my best to also give you guys some crystals, because I know we have crystal lovers. And some fire alchemy, you know, we get down with that, and some herbs to take baths, because during this time, it is really important to keep things as cool, calm, and collective, and be the observer. As we broadcast, I will repeat many words many times, and that's purposeful because we really need to hone our energy in. And what I've decided to do is to do a series on these retrogrades, because, again, it's a lot of information, and I don't want to overwhelm people. I don't want to overwhelm myself, because there's a lot to be said. So today we're going to talk about Venus and the Sun. You can't, from my perspective, you can't talk about Venus without talking about the Sun, because they're in such close proximity with each other, and they're reflecting off of each other. And as a matter of fact, right now they're in the same sign, Leo, which is very fiery in nature, the lion, the eagle, the center of the earth, the heart chakra. And dealing with Venus in retro, relationships are going to get real interesting. The value of relationships, the ethical values of relationships, the moral character, all these things. We're going to talk about these things. Also, family, do me a favor. Y'all know how we percolate if you've listened to the H2O Network, and you know that I also talk about Astro Orisha Moon on Facebook. That is my water sister to the end, honey, and she does her business as far as her moon charts, and she's also breaking down these retrogrades. So make sure, as you listen to this podcast, you go back into the archives and you're gathering your information and sticky notes, as I call them, to this time. Subscribe to Astro Orisha Moon. She does wonderful forecasts to give you guys the heads up, and she does it from an Orisha perspective. I know I have a lot of Orisha priests and priestesses and Aleos and things of this nature that also listen. So make sure that you bring them together, because everybody who does healing work in the area of the planets and correlating them to real life are putting it down on the burner. So make sure that you go hang out with her, you read what she is putting out because it is very pertinent. I try not to read her forecast as I'm doing my own thing, and then after everything's done, I go back and I correlate. And I would say 99.9% of the time, we're percolating on the same path. So make sure you do that. But before I talk about Venus and the Sun, I just want to give you the 411 on the actual dates of everything. So make sure that you get your café con leche, your water, your tea, whatever you're drinking, and a pad and a pen or, a pencil. I can't even talk because there's just so much going on. And write these down so you know the time frame. Some of these transits are long in nature, y'all. Long, and one of them that is going back and forth is Saturn in Sagittarius and Scorpio. Right now, we are in Saturn in Scorpio. However, it's going to flip the script in, I think, at the end of the summer and go back into Sagittarius. Very, very heavy revealing energy. And some of the transits will be quick, but not quick enough, honey, because it's going down. So write down these dates. Really important. Venus in retrograde in Leo. The Sun, FYI, is also in Leo. This Venus retrograde started July 25th to September 6th. Saturn retrograde in Scorpio, March 14th through August 2nd. And then, of course, it goes direct. Saturn goes direct. Let me see, August 2nd, and we'll enter Sagittarius September 17th. So make sure you keep your eyes on that. Uranus in retrograde in Aries. Woo, honey. July 26th to December 25th. Yes, I said December 25th. Neptune in Pisces. Water, y'all. June 12th, it began, and November 18th. Is when it will go direct. And then Pluto in retrograde in Capricorn, April 18th, it began in September 26th. And I'm going to talk about Chiron. I love Chiron. It's not a planet. It is an asteroid, but it is closely affiliated with the essence of Sagittarius. And that's why I want to talk about it, because it has a connection with Saturn and Sagittarius in this transit, y'all. So Sagittarius, folks, I'm going to have to do a I'm a Sag with Aquarius rising. I'm going to have to just do a broadcast on that, because I know a lot of folks with that energy that are really going through it. They're digging deep spiritually. Saturn really pushes you. It's the judge. It's karma. It's taking things slow. Saturn transits are so slow in nature, and that's purposeful. He's the energy of Father Time. So I'm going to do a broadcast on that to talk about that as well, because it's all pertinent. And one of the reasons why I have to say that I'm doing, I guess, this discussion, if you will, on retrograde, because it's all coming out in the essence of this reality, in the essence of relationship. I see it on social media. I see it out in the world, outside of myself, and also in my own personal life. So I just wanted to share some insights and some sticky notes. So you, as I always say, I always joke, you can let the crazy be crazy and be the observer. I will repeat again certain words that are very, very pertinent, because if you do not observe and think, and what they say in Lukumi, Elenu, meaning your tongue, the windfall of that will catch you up so fast, and you'll be in the storm and you won't even understand what has happened. And then on top of that, this is a culturally based point. Remember, y'all, Ogun and Oya and Obatala are ruling the year. That's really heavy energy. And this is another reason why you see all of this hostility along with these alignments with the element of the police. Those are Ogun's children. So it can be quite interesting this next half of the year, and actually we're at the half point. It's going to be very fascinating, y'all. So hold on to your hats, because if you're not paying attention, it can get real deep real quickly. You know, Venus is traditionally the planet associated with love, and the Sun represents our identity. And did you guys know that Venus is always located no more than 46 degrees from the sun. So they have this really interesting dynamic in nature. And when Venus is going backwards, yes, it may be beautiful in the skies and the essence of beauty, artistic endeavors, sensuality in nature. But if we look at the nature of Venus, the environment itself scientifically is very hostile, very hot. It is the hottest world in the solar system. So in other words, as we are going backwards with Venus, these retrogrades, especially with Venus, it can get very volatile very quick. So just be mindful of that. The sun projects the essence of heat, the essence of growth. It gives you light to see. It helps things grow in a negative and positive way, both dualities. So make sure that you're really mindful of the essence of your thoughts. It's a wonderful manifesting time. But the question is, what is one going to manifest? There's a saying, the sun keeps you warm, but it can also burn your skin. So keep that in mind. Watch the essence of Elenu, meaning your tongue, what you say. Really think about what one has to say. And do you really want to say it? Where is it going to take you? Is it going to propel you to a place that's not so nice? And I also say this because Venus is in Leo and the sun is in Leo. The sun in Leo is its natural state. It is the center of the universe. It is the essence of the heart. It is also represents the essence of ego, your pride, and your identity. So you want to think about those things. So again, Venus is traditionally the planet associated with love and many things. And the sun represents our identity, inner self, and our ability to value yourself. So all of these relationship issues are going to put you to the test in your psychology, thinking about your value to something and vice versa. Venus represents what we love outside of ourselves, our family, our spouse, our work, our leisure activities, hobbies, pets, and sensual pleasures. So in essence, and I actually talked about this at the end of last year and the beginning of this year these alignments will bring to the forefront value, substance, getting rid of all of the mundane and asking self, what do you really want? And when you figure that out, working on the essence of self-esteem, the inner aspect, what do you value? So doing a lot of self-work and being forced to do that with the essence of Saturn in the background. Saturn brings things up if we ignore it over and over and over again to almost to where it can be painful. So think about that. If you keep encountering the same situations, different people, even with the same people, why is that happening? What are you ignoring? So again, I'm going to give you sticky notes, key words, themes to think about. So if this is presented to you in your reality or outside of yourself, you know what it is. Theme, love nature. At this time, whether they're good or bad, relationships are going to be tested, especially with Venus going in retrograde. And I got news for you. I'm just going to keep it real still. If you are in relationships or have relationships that are now on one leg, the propensity for them to go in different directions is very, very high during a Venus retrograde. Unresolved issues pertaining to love can show up again. And again, and it's because they need to be healed. They need to come to the surface. And also, side note, family, it's not, and I know people who plan things, big events, with the essence of astrology. Excuse me, anytime you have a Venus retrograde, marriage is not the time. Wait till the retrograde passes and Venus is going direct. I know individuals who use the astrology to use their astrology, if you will, and outside astrology to pull all of the positive energy that they can into their environment. Venus retrograde, again, is not a good time to create partnerships in marriage, business partnerships, and side note, especially since Neptune and Pisces are in the same energy and going backwards, there's a lot of murkiness, a lot of indecision, a lot of not being able to see clearly. And we'll talk about that in another broadcast. All of these things are pertinent together, and we'll string them together. So keep this in mind as we go along in these broadcasts. And there's a spiritual challenge of this time to put yourself also, you know, one of the things that I love about Venus as well is that the energy is, it's humanitarian nature. It's very compassionate in nature. It's from the heart space in nature. And it forces you or can present to you opening up your heart chakra, letting your guards down in that area, revealing your heart wounds. Love is very, very, the energy of love is very, very powerful and can open up a lot of things. Compassion, forgiveness is also going to be brought up in this Mercury retrograde and when it goes direct. And again, there's a spiritual challenge of this time of putting yourself in the place of another person or a situation and bring to that situation compassion, compromise, apology, negotiation, because also Venus deals with the element and the energy of cooperation on one-on-one relationships, being diplomatic, having balance. And also remembering your own shortcomings when you are tempted to overemphasize the other person's imperfections and your perfections of their problems. Feelings about past issues or problems resurface again for healing attention. It's all about healing that heart space. Key points. Value. Value towards love. Again, dealing with face-to-face relationships and also the emotional. It's about the emotional space, your emotional attitude towards the love you give and the love that you receive. Creativity, going inward and finding from the heart space what that is. And FYI, when you have blocks in your heart chakra, in your heart space, and you're working on creativity, your intuitive space, clairsentience, it does not come clear. It comes muffled, and it's not always accurate. So remember that. The more that you open up your heart space and work on those heart wounds, the more keen and sharp your intuitive, psychic, artistic skills will be clearer, they'll be more accurate in nature. Life, Leo, if I'm not correct, is in the house of the sun, which deals with life in general. So you're not just your value towards love, but the value towards love of what you do, yourself, your self-expression, your creativity. Are you where you want to be? Have you created an intelligent strategic plan to get where one needs to go, to fulfill your dreams? Also, family, this is a wonderful time of manifestation, even though there are many planets going backwards. Anytime you have a retrograde, it is asking you to re-examine, to re-look, to re-evaluate, to go slower, to move at a slower pace, and to really look at the small details of things. And this is a wonderful lesson for me because I'm a Sagittarius and I can be very grandiose in nature and see the bigger picture, but sometimes it's really hard for me to see the small little details that make the object. And that's very important, or else it won't stand up. So you have to reevaluate, relook. So I love retrogrades. I don't fear them. I use the alchemy to look at the strategic plan in a more detailed fashion. You also have to be able to, again, look at the grandiose picture, the bigger picture, but you have to be able to look at the smaller tools so you're able to manifest forth what needs to come forward. Also, your sense of worth is an issue that will come up. Your need for fulfillment. Fulfillment. I can't talk this morning. But that may be the reason why I can't say it very well is because it's an issue with me. Those are the things that I'm working on right now, and all of these things are coming up to the surface, but for good. And now I'm creating a plan. We have to be fulfilled. If we want to be a humanitarian out in the world, we have to be fulfilled within self. And actually, some things have just shifted. I'm on the air. I'm able to broadcast and share with you, and that is a part of my fulfillment. So as we are percolating along in this retrograde, we can create plans. We can move things around in order for these things to manifest. It is, a wonderful time to manifest. Also, sense of value towards self. If one cannot have value towards self, that outward projection is very hard to share with others. You cannot value others if one does not take value in self and really look and examine that. Personal liberty, going inward, your inner talents and / resources. What resources can you pull into your environment, connection? This is why I love this Venus retrograde. And just Venus in general, because it really works on your relationships, your communication skills. That's how one gains resources and tools and knowledge. You may not have the tool, but someone else may. You have to be able to communicate with that person. You have to be able to create relationship. All of these things will come into the surface. That may mean breaking down a barrier, getting things straight, also creating boundaries. Boundaries will come up as we go into this retrograde. And as a matter of fact, for the next couple of years, also any gain or loss through your own effort. I repeat, any gain or loss through your own effort. Venus also deals with the element of money, financial affairs, your earning power. FYI, during a Venus retro, it is not good to do any money transactions. And because money is in the house of Venus, you have a greater potential for banks to make mistakes, for loans to be delayed or refused, to be changed. I'm charged the wrong amount for a purchase, to receive another person's bill with your name or an address on it, or financial problems in general. So make sure you keep on top of that, because Venus deals with money as well and the handlings of money. Okay? So keep on top of that. Children, Venus also deals with children. And as we go backwards, your emotional feeling towards, a value towards children, your children, other people's children, will come up to the surface. Children might act out. That's okay. That's what children do. But creating boundaries, some of those issues might come up to the forefront. Love affairs. Things are coming out to coming up to the surface and to be seen. Vacations. Does one need to take a vacation? Does one need to create boundary with people so you're not overdoing things? Do you need to get away? Do you need to reamp? Remember, Venus is all about rejuvenation, beauty, the pleasures of life. The time is now. Even though Venus is going in retrograde, create a plan. There may be a block there, but that's okay, because Venus will eventually go forward. Romance. everyone in relationship, are we creating enough romance in our lives and with ourselves? There's nothing wrong with having romance with oneself. And what I mean by that, being good to thyself, massages, taking aromatherapy baths, relaxation. That's romance and loving thyself. Oh, FYI, again, in retrogrades, I don't color my hair or do any alterations because the chances of it going a little funny is probable, is possible. So wait till Venus goes forward. Also, again, pleasures. What do you enjoy? Are you bringing in a pleasure to one's reality? And again, because Venus is going backwards, it may be hard to gain pleasure, and the ego, that sun might come up and get a little, lion-esque. The lion might come out, you might get a little irritated, but have patience. All of this will even itself out, the energy will even itself out, and you'll be able to gain more pleasure, whether that's food, traveling, exercise, all of these things, plan that out. There may be some blocks that come up, but that's okay. Eventually, the energy will move forward. Politics, have we not seen this? Our attitude or emotional feeling towards these things, the value towards, have we not seen this come up in the public eye? So many examples. Social affairs. Many social affairs and our attitude, our emotional and value attitude towards. Also, moral character. I've seen a lot of posts on Facebook about the moral character of things. Social affairs coming up. All of that's bubbling up to the surface. Also, education of children. And so keen, emotional contracts are coming up to the surface. Said or not said. The emotional contracts that we create with ourselves, that little mind, that little voice in the mind, is really, really busy creating emotional contracts that we're not even aware of. We ruminate on the negativity of things sometimes during Venus retrogrades. That mind is always there, but it is amplified sometimes, depending upon the energy of our environment. And also the wider scope of reality. We're seeing this as we speak. So many examples. Am I valued in society? We're seeing this bubble up on too many accounts. It's that Venus retrograde. Are we going to take leadership when it comes to that instead of emotionalism? Seeing a lot of emotionalism, but that can be exacerbated in a Venus retrograde and especially in the essence of Leo. And especially because you have that sun in Leo as well. So you have this creative energy that's coming to the forefront. But the question is, again, what type of creative energy is one bringing to the forefront at this time, not just with this Venus retrograde, but in many retrogrades? The theme is value, substance, bringing to the forefront of awareness, the need to be fulfilled, not just in the areas and the keywords that I just mentioned, but in the essence of life. There are a lot of things, and it's very interesting, in a Venus retrograde, at the beginning of the show, I said that past wounds will come up. This means past lovers, spouses, business partners may appear. You may get a phone call because there is, not always, that happens during Mercury retrograde as well, some type of communication when Mercury goes backwards. But in the area of love, something that you love comes back up to the forefront to be addressed. Is it not fascinating that in society, this old theme of race is coming up to the forefront, and that's a past love wound? that is coming up to the forefront, a past value that is coming up to the forefront. What are our emotional feelings towards this? And how does that affect our self, our sense of self-worth, sense of value? All of that's coming up. It's being questioned. We're being asked to take a very powerful leadership role and define that. Not by outside forces, but how do you as an individual, how does a community define that, redefine that? How are we going to show the qualities of leadership success? Again, another example in reference to power, urge, personality, ego, the inner self. These incidents in the institution of power. Leo itself represents the masculine principle. Men in general. Also, during this time, you want to make sure that you watch your health, your heart, because Leo, the sun, is the center of the galaxy. Your heart is the center of your galaxy, of your universe. So this would be a wonderful time, even though Venus is going backwards, because eventually it will go forward. You can create a plan on the vitality of life, exercise, that contributes to your inner beauty, your outer beauty. It keeps you psychologically balanced. The sun rules health, vital principles. Also, going back to that male authority figure, authority in bosses, rank, title, high office. And the word that I have on my grimoire after that is progress. So as all of these things are coming to the forefront with these institutions of power and abuse of power, the sun is literally shining its light on it to be seen. And we're figuring out from a psychological standpoint how we love or dislike or our emotional feeling or how we value that institution and how we can make progress and shift what is negative to the positive. How we can create a sense of identity, redefine. Remember, the sun can cause a fire and burn things down, but it rebuilds things back up. It's all about death and birth all in the same breath. And going a cultural side note, the same thing with the energy of this year, Oya and Ogun, tearing things down, the tornado, firing it down. There's a lot of nutrients in the element of fire. But what you plant there is very much important, because you want vitality in something different to grow from that. So, in other words, the action we want is to fortify and revitalize our reality, the way that we think, the way that we perceive, the way that we value the substance of things. We want things to have substance, true substance. Our sense of value, creating a gentle, harmonious dance. That's what we're, at least that's what I'm going for. And all unions. And getting pleasure out of that. On all aspects of life. But we have to rebuild. There's got to be a death in order for things to be rebuilt. Also, during this retrograde, you might feel or might see or it might be presented to you. Again, we have this theme of love. The love that you give and the love that you receive. But what does that really mean? What does that mean in your relationships? Is it value? Vice versa, do you value it? Is one feeling unlovable, not attractive, not being worthy? It will pass. It is just a wound bringing brought up to the surface. To be healed, really look at that. What does that mean? Also, at this time, you can have the propensity to be attracted to people, or it could be brought to your attention of who's taking advantage of you. Are you being taken advantage of? Are you not creating boundaries? Boundaries with individuals? Is the scale tipped too far to one side and no balance? Also, people you will see or you may feel within your own being blocks connected with expressing affection due to fear of rejection. All of these little love wounds are going to come up to the surface, and they may even be amplified within self or outside of yourself. Also, associating love with pain. All of these love issues. Because of past relationships creating barriers in the heart, which can, prevent one from losing control or feeling deep love. That's what that is. People create these barriers to keep them from being vulnerable. Vulnerability can be a good thing, but the question is who you're being vulnerable with. We have to be better analyzers of that. And as I've gotten older, I'm in my 40s, I've gotten better at that. Really looking at people's contracts, meaning who they are. There's an old saying, when people tell you who they are, believe them. Really paying attention to that. It's okay to lose control. It's okay to feel love deeply, but not with the wrong individuals. Those themes will come up. And I will reiterate this. Working on clearing your heart will help you to develop your intuition, your clairsentience. And when you have an open heart, it takes time to open those things. You'll have more accuracy, more clarity. In those dealings, in your intuitional work, in your art, in your creativity. Creativity flows like water, but it doesn't flow if there's a barrier there. It becomes stagnant and mosquitoes and all kinds of little bugs, you know, hit the surface. We want to make sure that that flows like water. And also fear may come up about giving or receiving due to past experiences. Unfortunately, when one has a wound in the area of the heart, we relate every situation to that past experience. Those issues may come up. Everyone is an individual. Every situation is an individual. The only way we can look at that perspective differently is by having an open heart, working on those wounds, coming to a realization about what that really is and being honest with ourselves. And again, you're most likely to see, hear from people that you have not spoken to in a long time, former partners, on any level that deals with relationship. That can be romantic, that can be business-wise. Especially when there are unresolved feelings, regrets, or longings. Those issues will come up to the surface and present themselves to be dealt with. Not a bad thing. Wonderful thing. The more you work on those heart barriers, the more free-flowing you will be when it comes to your creativity. It will give you insight to what you really want in this reality, how you perceive it, taking care of oneself, what you value, what really gives you pleasure. I mean, really gives you pleasure. We think we know, but once we ponder on those things, deeply, intuitively, it's almost like we have a light bulb moment. And that's what this whole Venus in retro in Leo, with the sun in Leo shining on it, will reveal or bring to the surface. So we can walk in vitality, we can walk in leadership, and we can walk with authority and power. Stepping into the essence of power, clearing out what's been held in the womb. And as women, and men do this as well, we hold things on the inside and we collect all of that energy in our womb and our reproductive system. And ironically, Venus deals with that, that part of the body. Again, talking about health, Venus also deals with the element of our blood. Make sure you get a lot of water. You take care of the inside. And let me tell you, I'm in the high desert, very dry area. Exacerbated. Venus also deals with the element of the skin. As I drink my cafe con leche now. So at this time in retro, sometimes skin ailments will come out. If you're not bringing vitality, bringing in the sun, bringing in nutrients and health and all of these things. Venus owns the sensory organ of the skin. Very important. Make sure you take care of that. Blood, again, circulation. Again, I just said reproductive organs. And I was speaking on a metaphysical level, but in a practical, tangible level as well, Venus rules that area. Make sure that you're taking care of that area. I get massage there, and it helps me with cycle. All of those things. Getting checkups on that. Kidneys, again, Venus rules. So water. And the sense of taste, honey, have good food. Y'all know I like to eat. Enjoying that. Having meals with your family. Creating communion. And also the throat. And with Leo, the heart, again, we talked about the sun being the center of the galaxy. Your heart is the center of your galaxy. So now is a wonderful time to get checkups on the heart. Make sure, what is it? Leo also rules the upper back. Make sure you take care of your back, your circulatory system, your eyes. Your eyes see, it visualizes things on the inside, your intuitive eye, and your two eyes. The sun brings light to things so you can see, so you can walk around, you can feel the sun beating down on your face, but it illuminates things. So Leo deals with the eyes in the human body as well. And it's the right eye for male, in the left eye for the feminine principle. I hope these sticky notes help in your practical way of being your life. So when you see these things again, you can take these sticky notes and be like, uh-oh, okay, if it's on the volatile side or the funny side, you can be the observer, take the information in, and really ponder about what action to take and not get caught up in the storm. And if when you see the beautiful alchemy of this retrograde in Venus and when it goes forward, because it will be moving forward very soon. Let me look at the date again. It will be going forward September 6th. You can play upon that energy and create and bring the vitality and the power and authority to the forefront. It is a wonderful time to be creative and to explore the things that you've pondered. If you're an artist, writer, do those things. The energy of Venus, even going backwards, will help you create a plan or a vision to get where you need to go, and you will be instantly inspired. I always carry a notepad with me so I can write down things, ideas that I have. This is a wonderful time to do that. Also, even though Neptune and Pisces are going backwards and it may be muffled, write it down anyway, because eventually the energy will even out and you'll get all of these things a lot clearly, a lot clearer. Excuse me. And I'm going to give you guys some crystals, because I know that the beginning of the summer I mentioned that I was going to be sharing crystals. Why not now? The time is now. So every series, and the series, of course, will continue after the retrograde. I'll add crystals for all you crystal lovers out there to the program. And if we have enough time, I'll give you some herbs and maybe some fire alchemy. Y'all know how we do on the HO Network. I love all of those things. I love working with the elements. I love working with the element of nature, because it can enhance many things. It can clean the energy that's around you. It can clean your environmental energy. Very, very important at this time, because it's a little funny. And this crystal that I'm going to read, they're all in Leo, because the sun is in Leo and Venus is in Leo. So let's work with that energy, honey, and use the essence of the sun, bringing that vitality into our frame and into our environment. And this is a very well-known crystal. Some of them that I will read won't be well-known. I'm going to send you on a scavenger hunt. I love that. It's all about the hunt of finding these things, these new crystals. Fabulous. Many, and we'll talk about some of the things that you can do. Pyrite, P-Y-R-I-T-E, Leo, and it vibrates at the energy of three, which is a gate opener for real. Three is a wonderful vibrational number. You know, pyrite is an excellent preventative, which can shield one from many forms of negative energy. And let me tell you, the positive energy is very high, but the twin is very much high as well. With people and in your environment, I'm telling you, when I'm in a place where there are going to be a lot of people, I put, you know, crystals in my pocket so it soaks up anything that comes into my space. Because, you know, people carry their energy with them and hand it off to not just themselves, but to everyone else. Simply having a piece of pyrite on one's person, as I just said, brings in the protective shielding aspect of the stone, which works on the physical, etheric, and emotional levels. And that's what we're going for. We want to make sure that we stay balanced, and that emotional balance, not crazy and not the opposite, very balanced in nature, right in the middle of the scales. It can help to keep out negative vibrations of pollutants at the physical level due to the energy field which it creates within the aura. It is a unique protector and is an excellent stone to keep in one's possession when performing dangerous work. It helps to keep away all forms of negative vibrations and can work as an ally in physical danger. And it can also inspire the universal energies to activate the nourishing energy bodies, assisting one in the attainment of the ultimate state of physical perfection. It allows one to recognize the purity of the universe and to understand that each portion of the universe maintains an inherent perfection in order to allow an unfolding to occur. Did I not talk about that at the beginning of the show? When you're dealing with Venus, and even when it's going backwards, it can be challenging to look at things from other people's shoes. But the element of compassion and look, being able to look at a situation, not from just your standpoint, but from the other individual's standpoint or the situation's standpoint. It also encourages and sustains the flawlessness ideal of health, intellect, and emotional well-being. It symbolizes the warmth and lasting presence of the sun and promotes the recall of beautiful memories of love and friendship, which is very important in the essence of forgiving. That also comes up during Venus, is being able to forgive and looking at a negative situation or relationship or wound from a positive perspective of learning and being able to forgive. You may not forget, but being able to forgive, two different things. It also allows one or assists one in seeing behind facades of people, promoting understanding of that which lies beneath words and actions. It can also be used to stimulate your intellect, enhancing memory and providing for recall and of relevant information when required. And again, this vibrates at the element of three. Family, make sure that you go back in the HO Network archives, because I know that me and Miss Paula, who I miss very much, by the way, have done many shows on how to clean your crystals, how to program them for a particular purpose. Suggestion for this one, literally put it out in the element of the sun. Usually when I put things out in the sun, I actually draw that symbol with the dot in the middle. Put the crystal in the middle of the circle and let it be activated by the sun. And before I do that, I actually clean the crystal with Florida water. And some of you guys know what that is. Floral essence that cleans the energy and the fingerprints off of things. And also the freezer, y'all. I do that with my candles as well, but you have to be very careful not to leave your candles in there for too long, because they will crack right down the middle because it's so cold. But it literally wipes away the energy that has been handled on the candle. When you go into candle shops or metaphysical shops or things of this nature, people are touching things, filling things out. You want to make sure that you really wash that imprint off before you program your crystals. Very important. So you can start with a clean slate and program it in the way that you want it to be programmed. We have 7 minutes. I am going to give you one more, and then I'm going to see if I can give you some herbs, some baths to take. I love taking baths. I constantly take baths because I'm really sensitive to people and what they bring sometimes. And it's really good to rejuvenate. Not only is it for spiritual reasons, but it rejuvenates the bod. So let me give you one more crystal, and then I'll give you guys some herbs and maybe throw in some fire alchemy, and I'll give more time next time so we can get down to the business. Astrological sign Leo, MUSCOVITE. It vibrates at the element of one. It stimulates the heart chakra and allows layers of insecurities and uncertainties to disperse. Working with crystals of this nature, it literally soaks up that what's on your heart if you program it to do so. It could be used to lessen self-doubt, to promote the acts of looking to the past for lessons. Did I not just say that? Which truly have been assimilated, and to look to the future for optimism and knowledge that one can advance with success. See, it's not for us to ignore these encounters. They're contracted, I perceive, because Venus also deals with emotional contracts. From my perspective, human beings, the majority of humanity, were very emotionally devolved. Our intelligence emotionally is not advanced, and we have to work on these things. Very important. Instead of taking the experience from relationship as victimhood, it's actually power, because it's a lesson of what not to do. But unfortunately, some of us take it into ourselves, and we ruminate and we wallow in the mud, and we stay there for a very long time. We have to be able to move beyond that and look at it for what it is, as lessons for our growth and strength and power and vitality. This crystal can also give you quick thinking. Can really clear things up to give you concise expression of one's feelings. And to give you comfort in exploring the type of emotional pain which exists within the self. Very important. It also strengthens the intuitive process and assists in the discovery of solutions to problems, personal or for those of others. It activates your awareness of your higher self, especially when one is struggling with a major life decision. Very, very much important. And again, I was talking about the activation of these crystals. Be very specific in nature. Venus also deals with the element of imagination, the mind. Using the mind for imagination, make sure you are visualizing, you see what you're saying to the crystal. You program it, you clean it properly. These crystals are wonderful for sprays. Taking distilled water, and the element of these crystals is hard, so they're not going to melt. And by the way, there are crystals out there that you get them wet and they literally melt away. These are not those type of crystals. You can put them in a spray bottle, distilled water, with some herbal essences of the sun of Leo, since the astrological sign is of Leo. Spray your environment, spray yourself, your car, all kinds of things. Even taking a little chip of that yellow candle, because we want to bring the we're dealing with that Leo energy, bringing the vitality of the sun, drawing the symbol of the sun on the candle, and burning a candle. And there is such a thing as sun oil, family. If you are able to get to a botanica, but I will give you a quick fix. Marigold is a beautiful sun herb. I love marigold. It is literally the essence of the sun from my perspective. Just a little tidbit, and also a bath tidbit. Regular water, along with each one of those crystals. Of course, you programmed it for a specific reason. A little marigold, the essence of the sun, bringing that vitality and power into your heart space, rejuvenation. A little orange oil, wonderful bath. We have 90 seconds. I'm going to go into the archive right quick so I can just go into my memoirs. I've been in my memoirs all day, all morning reading to you guys. I'm going to give you some herbs to work with and the candle colors that I would work with, because you're dealing with the heart space, you're dealing with the element of the sun. Pink, yellow, or white. Intuitively go in, use your intuition. Don't just say what I'm suggesting, but it's a suggestion. If your heart says something else, you most definitely should do so. Green would also be good, because we're talking about healing here, family. We're talking about bringing the wounds up to the surface and actually healing them. And some of the herbs that you can use for a bath for Venus are licorice, lilac, lucky hand, if you can get your hands on it, the oil or the actual lucky hand, magnolia, musk, mugwort, passion flower, orchid, orris, primrose, vervain, violet, strawberry, vanilla. Also, let's just call a spade a spade. Venus deals with, some people say sex and I say sensuality, very different. Bringing sensuality to these things. The herbs that I read to you are very sensual in nature. They're very prosperity-driven in nature. You just have to program them to the type of prosperity in which one wants to obtain. From my perspective, when one does prosperity of the heart, your heart opens. What you're thinking of when I say prosperity automatically comes because your heart is open to that. So those are some herbs for Venus for Friday, by the way. And then the sun, Sunday, by the way. Cinnamon, frankincense, copal, wonderful to burn. Cedar, carnation, musk again, oak, olive, orange, rue, St. John's wort, tangerine, sunflower, lemon. Wonderful essences to bring in the element of the sun, to pull that vitality into your reality. And let me just, from this is just from a fire alchemy perspective, either oil or herb family, they can be in any form. What the sun and Venus can be related to. And you can also program other things to this. But the sun, health, healing, happiness, joy, success, fame, recognition, the hidden being revealed, of course, the element of money, wishes coming true, harmony, protection, hope, regeneration, regaining of youth, honors, fatherhood, mental activity, concentration, clarity, the male principle, growth of the planets in life, long life, wisdom, fortune, transmutation, growth, creativity, and birth, attracts patronage and can prevent wars. That's why I said white as well. Because anytime I deal with the essence of mind, I want to bring clarity and I want to bring peace. That white, that stillness. Venus, of course, the attraction of love, sex, beauty, money, friendship, sweetness of all things, the pleasures of life. The feminine side, creation, the arts, brings harmony and can end arguments. Again, if one is the observer and goes from within, and all matters of the heart and female healing. Again, pink, green, white, yellow for the sun. I send you all so much love, family. In the next series, I haven't decided which planet we're going to talk about in the next series. But we're going to talk about all of them. I would imagine Neptune. Let me look at my list. Well, actually, the next on my list is Saturn in retro Scorpio. That's a big one. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Go back into the archives. Ponder. I'm going to go back into the archives and listen to my notes on the planets. Make sure that you go to Astro Orisha Moon. Sign up for her moon charts. Put all this together. Ponder on it. Be the observer, family. Step outside of yourself. Something comes up to the surface and you're feeling some type of way through your self-expression or through yourself or about others. Step back. Don't act too rashly or move too fastly. Really ponder things over. Really look at it. Ask yourself, what is this? Where is this coming from? And why is it coming to the surface? So one can shed one's shell and move forward and open up to new opportunities and things. This last part of the year is going to be tremendous in a beautiful, beautiful way. A lot of creativity coming forth. However, in order to get to the real vitality of things and the creativity of things, we really have to clean the muck and mire in order for the beauty and the greatness to come to the forefront so we can get a clear, concise picture. Flow with the waves, y'all. Don't panic. Count to 10. And again, and I said this to someone the other day, if craziness is going on, let the crazies go by. Drink your tea or coffee with biscuits and just watch what it is. Don't get involved. Keep on your path and worry about yourself. I love you all. And until next time, family, bye-bye.